Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hi, this is John Riley with today's daily devotional. It's called, It's Easy to Run. Sometimes I read a Bible story and instantly judge the person for their lack of wisdom and their lack of trust in God. That happened to me last week as the writing team read Jonah chapter 1, verses 1 through 3. The scripture says, Now the word of the Lord came to Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and call out against it, for their evil has come up before me. But Jonah rose to flee to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. He went down to Joppa and found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare and went down into it to go with them to Tarshish away from the presence of the Lord. Escape the presence of the Lord. What a fool Jonah was, I was thinking. Then I remembered what I did just 4 days before. On that Saturday, 13 junior high students, three of their parents, and six of my leaders and I went to East Tijuana, Mexico, to partner with Mexico Caravan Ministries to build two houses for families there. It was hard work, but the group accomplished the task, and we didn't even have to wait long in the borderline coming home that evening. After all the students were picked up from the church that night, I headed home, but I didn't make it very far. Just as I gunned the gas to get through the green light on the corner of the church's lot, my car died. It would start again, but the car wouldn't respond to pushing on the gas pedal. It would just sit there, revving up and slowing down on its own. If I tried to put it into gear, it would clunk out. Thankfully, this didn't happen while driving in TJ. And also thankfully, I have AAA Auto Service. The estimated arrival time of the tow truck was 1.5 hours away. I wondered, seriously, Lord? So I waited, and I prayed, and I checked college basketball scores, and I sang to the Lord a little. And then it occurred to me, I had just concluded a 3-week series teaching the students how to share their faith. And one of the strategies was to get spiritual conversations going by asking people the question, Do you have any spiritual belief? As soon as I had that thought, my body experienced a wave of relief and excitement, realizing that God had set up this divine appointment for me to practice what I had been encouraging the students to do, and more importantly, possibly share the gospel with a person coming to get me and my car and give us a ride home. Then, on the way home, I chickened out. I did point out to the tow truck driver that I was on my way home from that church across the street. I mentioned that to see if he might ask more questions or show any spiritual interest. He did not. And I didn't ask him the question, Do you have any spiritual belief? I guess it's easy to be like Jonah. Pray with me that we will be faithful witnesses and not run from the opportunities and the assignments that God brings our way. Thanks for considering. John Riley, the junior high pastor here at Emmanuel Faith, your partner in ministry.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.